Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that you had us in mind before the foundation of the earth, Lord, that you thought of us, and even the days ordained for us were written while we had none of them. And thank you, Father God, that when everything got bad through the disobedience and the devil stepping in, you sent Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, you have walked the life and demonstrated the God quality of life that's available for each and every one of us. Your word says, you yourself, Jesus, said, as much as the Father loves me, he loves you. And then thank you, Jesus, you've taken up authority and the devil has been put out of heaven and he's just running around now to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. But thank you, Jesus, you have come to call us home, to wake us daily, morning by morning, to live by faith. Faith is the substance, the beauty of the reality of your plan that you predestined for us, Lord. So thank you, Lord, that we, like this woman that we're going to be reading about here, can not walk outside of you, that we can walk together with you. I thank you for the scripture that says, working together with you, our labor is not in vain. It's to our gain and to our family's gain and to our city's gain, to South Africa and the world. So thank you, Lord, for pouring out your spirit so that we can know what has freely been given to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 8, verse 14, 42 to 48. Now, as Jesus was returning to Galilee, the people welcomed him, for they had all been expecting him. As Jesus went, the people were crowding against him, almost crushing him. And a woman who had suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years and had spent all her money on physicians and could not be healed by anyone came up behind him and touched the fringe of his outer robe, and immediately her bleeding stopped. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" While they all were denying it, Peter and those who were with him said, "But Master, the people are crowding and pushing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone did touch me, because I was aware that power to heal had gone out of me." When the woman saw that she had not escaped notice, she came up trembling and fell down before him. She declared in the presence of all the people the reason why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith, your personal trust and confidence in me has made you well. Go in peace, untroubled, undisturbed well-being."
Hallelujah. A beautiful picture, you know. Now that we know Jesus is ruling and reigning to bring about the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, he's there to fill all things. Not only does he fill heaven, he's there to fill the whole earth. And the Bible says so beautifully. And then he also dwells with the humble, the ones that he's predestined, that he's called, and he also justifies them and he also glorifies them. So we've been called out to know this beautiful God. So you can say, in him we live and move and have our being. We can say that for everyone in this world because he is all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere. But the beauty is when he calls us and he draws us by faith, that's when we start waking up. That's when we get born again. We enter the kingdom. We receive a new heart. And then his love, his mercies are new every morning. So that's a beauty. It's so important to take hold of so that we can then wake up to that which God has laid out for us. And not just wake up to the one realities of a heavenly Father, a big brother, Lord, and a Savior that's our shepherd, but then also be everything he made us to be on a daily basis. It's so beautiful. Psalm 139 says, "The days ordained for us were written while there were yet none of them." And that's why our name is written in the Lamb's book. Our name is the purpose and plan that he's got for us. So we draw close, we hear, we get understanding, and then we persevere in the day and become everything God made us to be. So be blessed, brothers and sisters. God has done everything. He loves you. Draw close. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18 says, "Behold the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, and be transformed into his image and likeness." In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.